Welcome to the 125 Roller Coaster Challenge Trimmed and Staple Podcast. I'm Paul, and people, it is a Tuesday, and we are back dropping brand new episodes every Tuesday. Now, I know we said that before, but if you can believe it, this is episode 134. This one's called actually Targets to Acquire in 2024, and we'll explain that in a few seconds. But I just want to get back to, we've been doing this podcast pretty consistently for about 4 years. We've only been doing YouTube for about two. So the fact that we've been doing this so long and we've had so many different listeners, so many different feedbacks, the fact that we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the whole nine yards is really heartwarming here. So I just want to let you know that we are now recording. We have a whole new sound studio now, so we don't have any more traffic and a lot of editing on my end. And at the end of 2023, we started doing some live ones. Even though we're not really excited with how the live ones went, I do like the fact that we did those live ones on one take. And that's what we're doing with the podcast now. So at this point here, you're going to, if I sneeze, you're going to hear me sneeze. And I apologize for that, but people, we are raw. But all right, so real quick here, this is our Tuesday episode here, and we're doing something a little bit different. And if you follow us on YouTube, which is 125 Roller Coaster, or on Instagram, also 125 Roller Coaster, knows we branded that pretty good here. Every week over the weekend, like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we are going to be dropping four different subjects for you to choose from. So you are basically determining what we're going to be talking about with this podcast. So I think the last week we basically did, do we want to continue the park tour that we did over the years with Worlds of Fun? Do we want to talk about Arrow Loopers? Basically, long story short, what won was, what are the must rides, the new coaster credits that we want to get for 2024? We actually found 12 of them. We went through a lot of our old notes and things that we want to do. So we actually have 12 different ones, and this was voted by you guys. So make sure you check out the Instagram, 125 Roller Coaster, or YouTube channel, 125 Roller Coaster. And basically, either Friday or Saturday, you're going to get a poll up there with four different subjects, and you're going to determine what we're doing. All right. Now, speaking about YouTube, we just dropped our first video of Simply the Best Part 1, which is number 51 all the way to number 100 of our roller coasters. And I mentioned during that video that if you want more in depth, definitely check out our podcast over at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the whole nine yards here. And I got four or five people who were like, well, YouTube has podcasts now, why don't you do it? Now, long story short, we tried to do it a few times there, but I kept going with the philosophy like, we have 133 episodes right now. So there is so much backlog that it's going to pretty much wipe out our entire feed if I upload them all. And then I came to the conclusion, well, if people want to listen to all the old podcasts, they're on Spotify, they're on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, CastBox, all those places already have all of our episodes locked in there. So why do we have to do that on YouTube? So as a nice little compromise, we are now going to be putting from episode 130, which was the last one of 2023, and all the current ones. So we're going to be doing 31. We're going to be doing the two Simply the Best. So if you're listening to this on Tuesday or Wednesday, by Thursday, you're going to actually have episode 130, 131, and 132 up on the page. And then once we, on Thursday, we're looking to drop Simply the Best, our top 50, basically, part two, on our video channel on YouTube. And after that, we're going to drop this podcast and the other one. So if you are listening to this on YouTube, welcome. And I hope you enjoy this. Make sure you like and subscribe. But you know what? We've already rambled for about 4 minutes about, you know, stuff that you probably don't care about. So let's get right into the 12 coasters that we really feel like we got to ride in 2024. These are brand new coaster credits, all right? So these are credits that we've never ridden before, and I'm going to tell you what they are and pretty much why, okay? And these are in no particular order, so it's not like, this one's the one I definitely got to do. There's none of that on there, all right? So number one is actually, of course, two coasters, because we always got to make things difficult here, but it's Iron Menace at Dorney Park and Flash Vertical Velocity at Six Flags Great Adventure. Now, why are these on the list? Well, these are two of our home parks. They're actually now our two Six Flags parks, even though Dorney Park still pretty much Cedar Fair. It's not Six Flags Allentown, all right? But it's weird that both of these parks, being so close together, they got to be like 50 miles apart at the most, all right? They're very close, are actually launching brand new coasters for 2024. And they're two completely different coasters, and they're coasters that are new to the area, all right? So Iron Menace is a dive coaster by B&M. So this is one of the newer, it's not going to be giant like, you know, the Griffin's higher, taller, and stuff like that. This is more of the modern ones like they have over on the West Coast. And this is a great addition to Dorney Park, mainly because Dorney Park's last new addition was Hydra, the Revenge. I mean, they did get Stinger, but then Stinger disappeared pretty quick. So Stinger was kind of a band-aid there. So for them to get a brand new B&M, very exciting. And I'm a little upset about Six Flags Great Adventure, because couldn't you really give Dorney 1 year where they were the king, the top dog? And now that they're the same company, you're kind of like, come on, you're cannibalizing yourself here. But at least when it comes to Six Flags Great Adventure, Flash Vertical Velocity is actually probably the first Flash ride I remember. Usually Flash, that superhero, is with their speed pass, you know, front of the line pass, i.e. the Flash pass. But this is something, this is a brand new Vekoma that is, it's not on the in North America. So this is a brand new ride too. So both of these rides, not only do I want to ride them and, you know, test them and do all that kind of fun stuff there, I would love to, especially when it comes to Dorney Park, because we give Dorney a lot of love. We actually enjoy Dorney Park. Heck, we say they got the best fudge. How many other people are going to admit that Dorney Park has the best fudge? So with that being said, hopefully I can like do media day. We are getting bigger. We're at 2,100 of subscribers. We got about 4,000 on Instagram. Yeah, we're growing pretty steady. And I would love the opportunity to get the media day. So if you know somebody there and can help me out, greatly appreciate it. But those are number one and number two. They're basically number one because they're within 50 miles of each other. The second one I want to talk about is very important to me. This was one I really wanted to ride in 2023, but I never got out there. I lost my summer. I'm not going to lose my summer again. And that is Air Force One. And this is over at Fun Spot America in Georgia, Atlanta, I think is what they call it. And this is a really small park. And for them to get this gigantic RMC, I mean, it's on the same level as Steel Vengeance. And of course, our number one coaster, hint, hint, Iron Gwazi. So to have something like this at such a small park is very unique. And it's not getting as much love. You know, coaster enthusiasts are coming all over the place, but they're not getting a lot of the general public. So I know it sounds horrible, but the fact that if I go on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be able to marathon this thing. So this is definitely one. I mean, the reason why I really want to get on this is I really think this ride could break into the top 10, maybe even top 5. Just looking at the stats, hearing all the reviews from all the other coaster people who have been there, it's definitely one I definitely got to hit in 2024. Now, my daughter, Kylie, who is part of the 125 roller coaster, actually, she was in our introduction when we started this 4 years ago. She is getting married in California. And because she's going to California, I'm going to hit Magic Mountain. I'm going to hit Knott's Berry and stuff like that. And because of that, now, of course, I want to ride all the Magic Mountain coasters. I'm actually going to be there for 2 or 3 days, going to film a day. I'm going to enjoy a day, that kind of stuff there. So I'm not going to like fill up the top 12 with just Magic Mountain or Knott's Berry ones. So when it comes to Magic Mountain, the one I really feel like I got to get on is X2. X2 is, there's nothing like it. Arrow really went, it basically broke the company building this coaster. And everything I've heard about it is it's one of a kind. Now, for me, because it's a free spin type of ride, I'm really nervous about this. I'm going to have that relief band pumped up to full steam. Hopefully, I'm going to do it near the end of the day. So if I do get sick, I don't lose a whole day because, you know, I don't go to the West Coast. I've never been to the West Coast. So I think the farthest west I've been is Kansas City. So, you know, it's a new experience for me there. So with that being said, X2, now all the Magic Mountain coasters are important, but X2 is my must ride. Number four, this is a ride nobody ever puts on a list of anything, but it actually holds a special place in my heart. And that is Roller Skate at Kentucky Kingdom. Now, you're thinking, that's a kiddie coaster. Why in the world would a kiddie coaster matter to you? Well, if you've been listening to our podcast for years, you know that when Devin and I headed out to Kentucky Kingdom, the first time we went there, we weren't able to make that. We actually split it. The second time we went there, we were all excited. We were going to get on this ride. Actually, the first year we did it, we didn't do kiddie coasters. We were like, nope, we're not going to do those. They're just not credits. We changed our mind on that. Our philosophy, very simple, if you're new, is if there's no line, we'll do it. But we don't want to take a spot from a little kid. We don't want to, you know, if there's a big line and you got all these little kids behind you, it's really like a kick in the teeth if you're riding that just for a credit. So like what we did with Fun Spot Kissimmee, the guy was sitting there bored. I figured if I can ride it, I'll get the credit on Sea Dragon, okay? But the reason for roller skate for me is when we went to Kentucky Kingdom, we jumped on the rides we like. Devin headed over to his. I think he liked Thunder Run. He was jumping on that. And I marathoned Storm Chaser. And I kept marathoning it. And then all of a sudden, it started to rain. And we still needed to get roller skate. And it rained, and it rained, and it rained. And then after like 2 hours, we realized this wasn't going to let up. Let's go to Holiday World. So we literally never got roller skate. And because of that, we now have the what we call the roller skate rule. Some of you guys know that. And what the roller skate rule is we get the credits first, then we play. All right. Or in my case, you get the credits first, then you film. So when I go to Magic Mountain for the first time, I'm going to, that first day is going to be get the credits, and then film the next day or after I get all the credits. Now, there's a lot of things there, so it might take me forever. You know, it might take a full day. It might take a day and a half for me to get the credits. But that is why roller skate is so special to me, because it's been about 3 or 4 years since that time, and I've never been back. I've never been back to Kentucky Kingdom. We tried to get there this year, but the weather was supposed to be bad, so I started heading back. I had a wedding, actually, in Kentucky, and I started heading back, and then I passed Camden Park, and we have a lot of filming on Camden Park. You'll notice if you look at Camden Park, it's very soggy there. It kept raining off and on, but it was enough for me to actually film and get on the ride. So that's number four, is roller skate. Now, number five, we got to go to Indiana Beach. Now, if you have watched our YouTube channel, you know that we have been huge supporters of Clementon Park. We go there at least once or twice a year. And Niagara, I'm there almost like 3 or 4 times a year up there north of Buffalo. And those are two IB parks, Indiana Beach parks. Gene Staples owns these. But I've never been to the big boy. For them, kind of like Cedar Fair had Cedar Point and Six Flags has Magic Mountain. For IB parks, their big park is Indiana Beach. So when we go to Indiana Beach, we're going to ride them all. But the one I'm most interested in getting on is actually Cornball Express. I've heard a lot of positives and I've heard a lot of negatives. And I believe the truth is probably somewhere in between. So I want to experience that for myself. So Indiana Beach, that's a park we're going to go to. And that's one I definitely need to get on. We're about number six. I mentioned that I'm planning on going to Knott's Berry. And for Knott's Berry, the coaster I really need to get on is, of course, Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider, I've heard so many things about this GCI. Almost every enthusiast has in its top 20, top 25. I got to experience that for myself. So while there's a lot of great things to do at Knott's Berry, the ride that I really feel like I must get on is Ghost Rider. All right, so we're about halfway done. So if you are listening to this on Spotify or all that, you know, we haven't got a review in a while. So if you're liking what we're doing or if you're new to the podcast, definitely leave us a review. Positive is what we like, but you know what? Your true feelings are what we need to know. So if you're hating this, let me know. I know my voice is cracking a little bit here. I've been doing a lot of things inside and outside of the house. And I'm over here in the Northeast, so it's 60 degrees, 70 degrees in the house, and 20 degrees, and it's really killing my vocal cords. But that's where that is. If you're enjoying this podcast on YouTube, help us out here. Like and subscribe. We're not expecting to get thousands and thousands and thousands of people listening to this on YouTube. But if you are listening to it on YouTube, we'd love to hear comments and we'd love to get more subscribers and all that kind of stuff. So definitely like and subscribe. All right, number seven. Here's a park I haven't been to yet. And I go to Florida probably more than I should, but I do have a branch office down there now. So I went to Islands of Adventure because I only had one day. So I chose to go to Islands of Adventure and loved the Hulk, loved Hagrid's. Of course, you know, Velocicoaster is number two on our list. But I do need to go to Universal Studios. And while most people would think that the must ride has to be the Hollywood ride, actually, I've heard more positives about Revenge of the Mummy, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this, but I really think Revenge of the Mummies for Universal Studios in Florida is a must-ride for me. Please let me know if I'm right on that, or is the Hollywood Rock and Roller Coaster, whatever it's called, the one where you can pick your own music, is that actually a better one to ride? But I'm really feeling like Revenge of the Mummy is the one I need to go with and get the must ride. All right, number eight is a park we've been to last year. We were actually there last year. But when I got there last year, Pipeline was not open yet. So that is SeaWorld Orlando, of course. And since then, I'm going a couple times in the spring, and I might actually get their newest ride, Penguin Track. For me, both of those are brand new credits, but for me, I'm leaning more towards Pipeline being the must ride over Penguin Tracks. Yet again, leave a comment. Let me know if we're good on this. Am I making a mistake? Should I definitely get on Penguin? I'm going to try to get on both, but do you think Penguin Track is going to be better than Pipeline, or do you think Pipeline is definitely, if you can only ride one, get on Pipeline? Love to get your thoughts on that. All right, that was number eight. This was number nine. Is another one kind of like roller skate here. There's a park, when we started this 125 Roller Coaster Challenge 5-6 years ago, before we did the podcast, before we did the YouTube channel, when we were just on an adventure, myself and Devin, we were getting a lot of love from this park in Kentucky, and we still haven't been able to get there. I even tried last year. When I wasn't able to get to Kentucky Kingdom, the first thing I looked at was how far am I away from Beach Bend Park? And I'm sad to say I was pretty far away. So I think Beach Bend would be more when I go to Dollywood, jumping on Beach Bend. But going to Beach Bend, the reason why I want to go there is they have an amazing GCI. I've heard so many great things about it, and it's Kentucky Rumbler. They have two other coasters there, but Kentucky Rumbler is exactly why this one's on the map. And the problem is, I like doing a week-long trip, and I like launching out on a Sunday, hitting a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and being back by Friday. Yet again, wedding photographer by trade, I tend to work Friday, Saturdays, Sundays. Mostly, definitely Saturdays. So for me, when you have a park that's kind of an island out there, which Beach Bend seems to be, it's really hard to add that to any type of tour. I'm thinking the only way to really do it is Dollywood. Yet again, if you have any suggestions, oh, no, when you go to Alabama, blah, 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 it's closer stuff, let me know what's near Beach Bend so I could try to come up with it. But I really want to get on Kentucky Rumbler because they follow us on Facebook, and I love to actually film this park and show the beauty of this park. So that is high on my list. There are three more to go. And number 10 is a park that is definitely high on my list to go to. If I'm going to Indiana Beach, I'm definitely going to Holiday World. Now, I have ridden all the rides at Holiday World, so I got the credits already. I definitely need to get on Voyage more. Love Thunderbird. But they have a new one called Good Gravy. Now, it's a family coaster. It's not anything that's going to knock my socks off. It's not like Air Force One that's, you know, oh my God, you got to get on this. It could be one of your top coasters. I know it's not going to make my top 100, but it's themed not only to Thanksgiving, but to gravy. And I really feel like I need that on my list. I need to see it on my wall thing that says all the coasters I've been on. I needed to say Good Gravy. So number 10, Holiday World, Good Gravy. Number 11 is another place. The last two are actually places I go to all the time, but I never get the opportunity. And the first one is Barracuda over at Ocean City, Maryland. Now, why Barracuda? Because when I looked at it, there's six coasters in Ocean City, Maryland, and none of them are great. None of them are. There's a Vekoma Boomerang. There's mice and stuff like that. So Barracuda kind of, it has a history. It was at La Ronde, and it was at Jenkinson's Boardwalk, where we went to 2 years ago. Got a lot of great responses. One of the first places we filmed. So Barracuda seems to be the cream of the crop. But the fact is, I pretty much has been doing weddings at Ocean City, Maryland every year for the last 2 or 3 years, but I'm there to work and I can never fit in time to play. When you're doing a wedding, you're pretty much there all day. And even if you don't have to be there until 1 o'clock, you're kind of getting your mind there. I know I personally like to go and check out the venue before I get there, before I'm supposed to be there. So I can, you know, oh, okay, this is a little bit different. Okay, this might be a neat little location that, you know, we can use later and stuff like that. So, and I've never been the guy to, I'm going to get a hotel room and stay overnight and come in on Friday. That's money. I'm here, you know, when I'm doing a wedding, I'm there to make money, not lose money. So a hotel, especially when I could drive it, Ocean City, Maryland's about three and a half hours from me. That's, you know, Busch Gardens, Williamsburg's farther, much farther actually. So this year, I definitely want to get to Ocean City, Maryland. And I definitely want to get those six credits. Since we're only picking one, Barracuda seems the best of the best. And our 12th, our last one I want to discuss today, is a ride that every time I go to this park, it's down for not repairs, for maintenance. So Nickelodeon Universe over at American Dream Mall in East Rutherford, basically the Meadowlands, if you're familiar with football. That park, they do routine maintenance. They're kind of like a year-round park. They are a year-round park because it's indoors. And because of that, they seem to always be rotating maintenance, which makes sense. It seems like every time I go, Sandy's Blasting Bronco is always down. I have all the other credits. Shell Razor is one of my favorites. A little rough for an indoor coaster, but yet again, love that coaster. I enjoy Shredder, even though I'm not a big fan of spinning coasters. I think if it's a little bit longer, I probably would have thrown up on myself. But they've got a lot of neat rides. But Sandy's Blasting Bronco is one that's, there's nothing else like it in the United States. And the fact that every time I go, it's down, is very discouraging. So I'm going to try to get back there this year, maybe in the next month. And I'm hoping that I can get on Sandy's so I can get that final credit. So those are the 12 plus must get credits for 2024. So which ones are you looking for there? If you're review-wise, you know, with the podcast, really can't do it. But the one thing that YouTube allows us to do is actually have comments. So if you got this far into the... sorry about that. The cat was trying to break into a closet. If you are looking to actually get on credits this year, which ones are the credits that you want to get in 2024? Definitely interested. Please let us know. Leave it in the comments. Once again, we are going to be having the podcast. So when it hits Spotify, it's going to be hitting YouTube. So make sure that if you are on YouTube, you're always going to get the most up-to-date ones. And it's going to be pretty much every Tuesday. We like to do these on Tuesdays. And then last but not least, remember, you pick the topics on Friday or Saturday. Check our Instagram, 125 Roller Coaster, or check the YouTube channel, 125 Roller Coaster. We're going to have a poll, and you're going to choose pretty much what our topic is going to be. We're going to give you 4 suggestions, and you let us know which one you want to do. So, once again, this is Paul. This is the 125 Roller Coaster Challenge, Trimmed and Stapled Podcast, and I can't wait to see you in the queue in 2024.